This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Man, I'm telling you, these Democrats are, I mean, riders on the storm. When I come on air and I start putting my deep thoughts out on air, I always get off air and I'm like, you know, why do you got to do that? But it's just like, man, I mean, who are Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff? I mean, who are these people? Who in the hell is Adam Schiff, this pencil neck creep? He just put out a tweet of a selfie he took, and I'm like, do you think this looks good? Do you think this makes you look good? You literally look like a demonic pedophile, dude. It's like, you know, folks, you just pray for God's vision and he gives it to you. But there are repercussions. Because I'm about to play a clip of Ilhan Omar. And because I pray for God's vision every night, I don't see Ilhan Omar. I see a snake. So here's Ilhan Omar making light of the biggest terror attack in the history of the United States.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Now, what is she talking about? Some people did something. Because anybody who's been following me knows that I don't believe the official narrative of 9/11. Of course not. It's literally impossible. Scientifically, mathematically, with your own eyes, historically. I mean, it's all impossible. The official narrative of 9/11 is a total lie. Absolutely. I'm not claiming to know what happened. Hell, there's people that are 100% totally convinced in about five theories out there. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I know it. But I am going to sit here and I'm going to ask, what is Ilhan Omar talking about? Because I know what she's talking about. She's saying Jews did 9/11. That's what she's saying. But we don't know that. We're only left to assume that this Jew hater says that is insinuating Jews did 9/11 when she's speaking to a group of Muslims. But, you know, if she really cared about this country like she claims to, she would take a different approach. And she would actually launch investigations into 9/11. She would actually try to legislate to get the papers, the 24 classified papers that apparently put most of the blame on Saudi Arabia with all their connections to 9/11. She would try to fight to get those declassified. She would try to fight to get a bunch of stuff declassified. She would go to the Hill and the floor and bring up Building 7. Actually, I can't even... There's just so much flying through my head right now. It's like I've got 60 seconds left this segment. I don't even know where to go. What is the actual number of buildings that fell on 9/11? I think it was actually like 7. But you never hear about those. They're not in the 9/11 commission. And nobody asks any questions. So if Ilhan Omar really cared about this country and was a patriot trying to get to the bottom of things, that's the approach she would take. But you know what? She doesn't. She just does a subconscious insinuation that Jews did 9/11 and then just leaves it hanging out there like some people did something on 9/11. Well, no, you're right. Some people did something on 9/11. 3,000 people died.
Tens of thousands of people have died in the aftermath. All of the American civil liberties were taken since then. So what are you talking about, Ilhan Omar? If it wasn't radical Islam, what was it? Who was it, Ilhan Omar? Who are you?
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's really amazing, folks. I mean, where do you start? Where do you begin? Where do you end? Where do you conclude? What do you highlight? What do you focus on? But I mean, I just, it's honestly so crazy right now. Julian Assange being extradited to the United States, that's huge. The president declared Barack Obama committed treason, that's huge. Don't think the deep state is just going to let this happen and not fight back with everything that they have up their sleeve. I promise I'm going to take your calls on Assange, but first, here is a former Obama legal counsel expecting to be indicted in the Mueller case.
Attorneys for Greg Craig, Obama's chief legal counsel when he was president, have given a press conference and expect their client to be indicted. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the chief counsel would be the lawyer that green-lighted Obama's illegal spying on Trump during the campaign, and the man who's been implicated and connected with real connections to Russia and Ukraine. And that's exactly what his lawyers say he's set to be indicted for, is for basically treason and espionage. This is so over-the-top awesome. These criminals literally took hundreds of millions of dollars from the Ukrainians, the Russians, billions from the Chinese. They're not Russian or Chinese agents. They are pimps selling out America. And the fact that we know that there's a grand jury open on McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, the fact that we know that there have been all these draft indictments handed down by Nunes to the Justice Department to look at these referrals, the fact that all of this is unfolding right now shows that Trump means business and understands that the swamp isn't going to back down. It's not going to stop until we make them back down and until we remove the embedded criminal networks that Hillary and Obama and others have left in office. They are so arrogant. They totally overreached. They actually tried to overthrow a sitting president. So business as usual is over. In the old days, parties for more than 50 years play footsie together. But that's over. The Democrats are going for the juggler. They're trying to overthrow the country, trying to start a race war. And so now, this is the beginning of a whole list of indictments, as I told you, that are going to start in the next few weeks and then run for the next year. This is a huge moment. The press conference is up on InfoWars.com, an article. I noticed that it's a sub-article. It's not even the top stories. And that's just an example of how we're so on the inside here of what's going on that even our own great crew and writers don't think it's a big deal when the indictments start getting handed down because we're so close to it. This is brand new to the general public, okay? They got lied to about Russiagate and everything else. This is such a big deal because once you go after his corrupt lawyer, Obama's chief counsel, once you pull that one string, the entire house of cards comes down. The dominoes begin to fall into place. And it's just an incredibly exciting thing to watch because Trump's done nothing wrong. I know I've done nothing wrong. They said congressional hearings calling me a Russian agent 2 years ago repeatedly and then never letting me testify to defend myself. I mean, this is just incredible. But here's the problem. They're going to strike back. They're going to pull some major crap. So people better be frosty right now. They better be focused. They better be ready.
Okay.
And they better be watching their six. And everybody better be on top of what's happening in government, out of government, you name it. Because this country is fighting in a second American revolution to take power from the globalists. We fought King George III 240-something years ago. We're fighting a similar tyranny that's even worse today. So back to the live broadcast and Owen Schroyer and all of it. I'll be back just in a few hours. Ladies and gentlemen, so please stay with us at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And for all the attacks that we've seen on Trump, you know, by the media and by Hollywood and by the political establishment, I think we're all starting to see why, aren't we? If President Donald Trump really does move against these people, it totally proves in triplicate what we assumed again about Donald Trump when we voted him in. Now, he still needs to do it, and we still need to see some arrests made. And really, we need to see a Nuremberg trial type of situation with these deep state traitors and with these former politicians and bureaucrats that are guilty of treason. But I'm telling you, as Alex just said, just like they're not going to go down politically without a fight. That's why they did the illegal spying. That's why they used the media to attack Trump. That's why they used Hollywood to attack Trump. That was part of their fight back. That was part of their response team. Them inciting their minions into violence, it was all part of their own defense mechanisms, folks. But they're in deep doo-doo now. And if Obama goes down, the rest of them will fall. They're going to reinvestigate the Clinton email scandal, folks. It's all going to happen. But they'll pull out all the stops to cover up everything they did illegally for decades. And again, we've already seen the first, second, third wave of this. All the violence in the street, all the lies in the mainstream news, all the attacks from the political establishment, Hollywood establishment. They'll go next level once these indictments start rolling out. Once the president actually moves against these people. And I can already see the signs, folks. Their brainwashed minions are totally on board. They have total Stockholm syndrome. They will think Obama is as innocent as wind-driven snow, even though he's guilty from head to toe. And they will get even more violent. They will get even more hateful. They will get even more rash because they're not in control anymore. They've been totally brainwashed. They're in a death cult. And they don't even know it. We've tried to shake them out of it. We've tried for years. We've tried it loving. We've tried it with peace. We've done everything to try to save these people. They cannot be saved. They are totally brainwashed. They are going to sink with this ship. And we have to remain steadfast and realize what we're in this for. And that's going to be the key. Most people aren't going to understand what this historically significant time is. They have no idea. They have no idea what history books are going to write about the 8 years Trump was president. They have no idea what the history books are going to end up writing about Obama. Oh, my goodness, folks. We are at the precipice. We have almost reached the climax in the great story of the second American Revolution. I mean, we are starting to climb it right now. But just as our role increases and becomes more important in the balance of the universe, in the yin and yang analogy, the left will also respond. And they will get more violent, they will get more hateful, they will get more vitriolic, and believe it or not, they will actually disintegrate and degenerate even lower and more than they already have. You think Trump derangement syndrome is bad now, folks? Wait till the president starts moving against Obama legally. Wait till indictments start rolling. Wait till they reinvestigate the Clinton email investigation. Wait till it comes out all the perjury of James Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all of them. Like like a body, and it's a body politic, fights a disease for survival. All the street minions out there, all the brainwashed leftists, all the brain dead progressive liberals, like a body shock response, will go into action. They're not even in control anymore. Metaphysically, they're not even in control. As soon as they see Obama go down, and as soon as they see Trump responsible for it, they will go into absolute fits of madness. And they will hit the streets, and they will get violent, and they will get hateful, and they will attack you, and they will use all of the information that they have been putting together for the last 2 years, using Twitter to get your personal information, using Facebook to get your personal information, using whoever they have left and stay behind networks at the NSA to get your personal information, and they will start launching personal attacks on people. And they will start coming to your house. They will start threatening your family. They will start sending their minions out to start engaging in violence aggressively and consciously. Now, they've been denying that so far. They've already been doing this for 2 years. But soon, they're going to flick a switch and say, consciously, we have to be violent against these people. I'm telling you, as soon as the indictments against Obama starts rolling, get ready for the liberal street minions to get out and protect their corrupt leader.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gosh. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. See, I hadn't gone back and watched my live stream that I did earlier from the baby murder rally that we had here, and they were just pulling it up. My God. Just give it up to God. You know, what are you going to do? People out here dancing for baby murder, man. Literally. I just couldn't believe it. All right. The big news. Trump is getting ready to move against the deep state. Hopefully he has enough people that have his back that we're actually going to find some justice here. If not, Trump won't win again in 2020. If he does, and he does bring down indictments and arrest the deep state traitors like Obama and Brennan and Clapper, then he will win in 2020, and the whole world will be a better place. But we're starting to get into that hemisphere now. We just penetrated that hemisphere, and so now we're kind of learning about the atmosphere, testing, seeing what's going on, and then getting ready to find out what we need to do and how we need to respond to this. But we're just getting into the hemisphere now, so we'll find out what the president has in store and then how we need to act in response. You also got, and so, but here's the crazy thing. Is it just a coincidence that right now, as we enter this hemisphere of moving against all the traitors and treason that has gone on in this country for so long, that now Julian Assange is coming to the States? I mean, is that just a coincidence? Is that just providence? I mean, that's amazing. What are the odds of that? And so here we go. But let's first roll this clip. Now, look, I want everyone watching this to take this 60-second boil down and put it everywhere. Put it all over your YouTube, all over your Facebook, all over Twitter. This is the key right here. And what we need to do is we need to apply pressure on the president to make sure he follows through. President Trump, move against these people. Move against Obama. Move against the deep state. We got your back. We got your back, President. Move against these people. And if you've got corrupt bureaucrats and corrupt politicians that are traitors and aren't going to have your back, fuck them. We got your back. So take this clip, this 60 seconds, Barr saying Obama spied, yep, and Trump saying it was treason, we're moving against him. This is the powerful clip. Please share it.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, well, I guess you could... I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur. I am not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying that I am concerned about it and looking into it. That's all.
Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, is doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught, and what they did was treason.
So that's it, folks. That's the sign. That's your warning. You're driving on the highway. You're on a road trip. You're driving down the interstate. You're coming to my Stop Government Funding of Planned Parenthood rally on May 26th. You're taking a road trip. You're driving through. You're transferring into Texas, and there's the sign. And what does it say? You're now crossing state lines. You're now entering the state of Texas. You're now in the Lone Star State. Welcome to Texas. And so that's the sign. Now you know you're in Texas. Just got out of Oklahoma. Now I'm in Texas. That video right there, that's your sign, folks. You've just entered the hemisphere of going against the treason, the traitors. You've just entered the age of Trump moving against the traitors. You've just entered the hemisphere of all the corruption of Obama coming out. You have just entered the time where we start to move against all the traitors in government. You have just entered Welcome to America, where we're actually fighting back against the treason. You have just entered William Barr, Attorney General territory. Will he move against the deep state? You get it? That's the sign. You've now entered the cold civil war coming to fruition, and now Trump finally fighting back. Let's roll it one more time. President Trump has just announced they're about to investigate the sedition and treason that Barack Obama was behind.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur. I am not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying that I am concerned about it and looking into it. That's all.
Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, is doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught. And what they did was treason.
Now, folks, I'll be honest with you, as we've just entered this hemisphere. The fact that right now it all hinges potentially on the Attorney General William Barr, who is a Bushite, doesn't make me too comfortable. I'll be honest, that's a squeaky hinge. But the fact that hinge is there and that the door is being opened is enough right now to put out the clarion call, Donald Trump is moving against the Obama administration's treason. Does it hinge on William Barr in the moment? Yes. Have we entered the hemisphere of the treasonous traitors being investigated? Yes. Do we know what that means? Not yet. We're testing the atmosphere. We're gathering the data from the environment. But what we know and what we're learning is it's about to get hot. And you better believe, folks, you've seen what these people have done just by Trump getting elected. Imagine what they'll do when he moves against Obama, when he moves against Clinton, when he moves against all their crimes, and when he gets set to release to the public the absolute total proof of the treason from the Obama administration. It wasn't just Barack Obama, folks. But he was the head of the party. He was the president. He is going to be the big name to fall. And he is the demagogue of the left liberal progressive movement. You think they've been hateful, violent, and vitriolic? Wait till they see Obama in shackles. They will go crazy.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur. I am not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying that I am concerned about it and looking into it. That's all.
Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught, and what they did was treason.
And we know where it started, folks. It started with bureaucrat inbeds setting up George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. It started with Hillary Clinton paying Russian operatives for a fake dossier, a manufactured report, so that they could then use all that to spy on Trump and have this illegitimate campaign of destroying Trump and claiming he was the one guilty of treason, when in fact it was Clinton, it was Comey, it was Obama who were engaged in the treason. And it's all about to come out. Am I nervous because it hinges on a Bush bureaucrat, William Barr? Yes. But the wick has been lit. And that spark is moving closer to the powder keg. And as long as William Barr doesn't sit on that spark and keep it from reaching the powder keg, there are going to be explosive developments when they begin to investigate the origin of the FISA warrants that led to illegal spying on Donald Trump and his campaign. Get ready. And we already know the intel. Just get ready for it to go on public record. Get ready for there to be testimony on that. Get ready for there to be hearings on that. Get ready for the indictments to roll. And I hope the president does the right thing with all the innocent people whose lives have been destroyed by this phony, treasonous investigation. And I hope he does the right thing with Julian Assange, who's now being extradited to the United States. Is it a coincidence that this just happens as we enter the hemisphere of fighting back against the real treason that's been happening in this government? It's either providence, a coincidence, or by design. But we're going to take calls. I feel bad. I gave out the number. I said I'd take your calls, and then I just had to cover all this breaking stuff right now. And in the next segment, I'm going to play the clip of me getting assaulted by a drag queen at a baby murdering rally here in Austin, Texas. You're not going to want to miss that. And then I'm going to jump over and have Matt Bracken take over, and I'll be hosting the War Room. But let's go to your phone calls. Let's start with Mark in Colorado. Go ahead, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hey, really quick, since you were talking about the baby murder stuff going on and everything else like that, I've been kind of hammering it on Twitter this morning, too, and I would like someone else bigger following than I do to say this one. Most of the people in Congress passing these Democratic laws of late-term abortion are the same people that were telling our heroes coming back from Vietnam and spinning on them saying they were baby killers. So these laws, what does that make them now?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, what you're saying is obviously so correct, but trying to reason with these people is futile. I mean, they have no logic. They cannot see their own fallacies. And when I bring up the fact that a human body only has one heart and there's two hearts in this situation, they just start to break down and they go into fits of rage and anger. So there's no trying to reason with these people. We can pray for them, but that's really about it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just sad that, you know, like here in Colorado, 26 weeks, baby has hair, heartbeat, and recognize the parents' voices.
But, you know, here's the thing, Mark. But you know what? This is what I really want people to understand about how sick this is. Because, look, abortion is legal. It's a touchy subject. Part of me politically even understands why it's legal. But the fact that they celebrate abortion, like, this isn't something they're all depressed about. This isn't something like, man, it's sad that we live in a society where people want to kill their kids. It's sad we live in a society where people feel they can't bring a kid in the world. It's sad we live in a society where we'll just toss a life to die. It's sad we live in that society. No, they love it. They literally are out there celebrating it, dancing for it. And it's like, if they can't see how they're engaged in a death cult ritual, I can't help them. Look at that. That is the face of somebody celebrating abortion. That is the face of somebody celebrating abortion, man. That is sick.
Disgusting. And Crowder slammed a good video where it's about 12 minutes long. It's called The Truth or Late-Term Abortions Exposed. And it's a 12-minute video. But they were talking to a patient where the lady's talking about giving an injection to her baby that's 8.5 weeks along, or 8.5 months along, and just to stop the heartbeat and pretend that the baby died on its own. And the lady that was talking to her had to leave crying and praying for it.
Oh, yeah. Our own Millie Weaver got him to admit this stuff. Other undercover video have got him to admit this stuff. You had a local here, I always forget her name, Giles, who caught originally, she was kind of the pioneer catching Planned Parenthood admitting what they're doing. They've been caught admitting they sell baby parts. I mean, it's literally all caught on tape. It's ridiculous. But again, these leftists that stand up, they're not even alive, quite frankly. Their souls have been totally corrupted by the devil. They've been totally brainwashed. I mean, there's nothing I can do. Again, they're out here celebrating abortion. I get it. You want abortion to be legal? Fine. It's a political thing. I get it. You're literally celebrating the fact that people kill their kids. That makes you a member of a death cult. Mark, thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to Brad in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Brad.
Thanks, Owen. Hey, I want to just mention that every time they try and lie and cover it up, it's an opportunity for us. I mean, there's God knows there's millions of them right now with these criminals in control, even with Trump in there. But like you're saying about Assange, it is an opportunity because if they can bring him here and if Trump can pardon him and get him to, or they can just get him on the witness stand to tell what happened with Mark Rich, that will blow the whole Clinton Obama cabal.
How about the Epstein pedophile files that you have unnamed attorneys trying to keep classified?
Yeah, there's just numerous millions of ways to pin these people down and to point out their criminal doings, but it's so massive, it's a, such a large scale that it's almost impossible to focus on where to go first.
Well, and I think, like you said, they keep giving us opportunities, and the president has decided to pounce on this illegal spying that the Obama administration engaged in because it became such a huge thing. The Russian collusion was the biggest story, so that can now be used as a weapon against them.
Yes, but then you heard Barr kind of walk it back there after they questioned him about it, because they've got this alternate universe set up where the Democrats and the liberals are running everything, and they think we're crazy. When we're standing on high ground and the moral superiority and only trying to be fair and do what's right for everyone.
Oh, there's no doubt. Again, these people celebrate baby murder. And again, I hear you, Brad. I'm not the most confident with this hinging on William Barr either. I'm not. He comes from the swamp. He comes from the establishment. He's got all the Bush ties. So I'm nervous, but hey, we've just entered the hemisphere. There's no denying that. Where we go from here, we'll find out. But we just entered the hemisphere, Brad, and it's time to respond accordingly. Thank you so much for the call. Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I got to tell you, in fact, yeah, they're going to, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to start coming after us next level, too. Now that we've entered this hemisphere, everything changes. They're going to try to censor us in some new way, shape, or form, probably within the next week. So we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com, because once all this stuff starts to come down, the mainstream media is going to totally cover for Obama. Even Fox News, except for a few names, will probably go against Trump on this. And it's going to be all out total information warfare. And it already is, but we're still broadcasting here at InfoWars.com/show, so they can't even have that, folks. They're not even going to have that. And we've entered a new hemisphere now. I'm still gathering data on all the measurements from this atmosphere we've just entered, but folks, it is about to go. It's very volatile. It's very volatile, this hemisphere we're in now. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not let them shut us down. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Fuel our engine so that we can go on.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You have just entered the hemisphere of moving against the treasonous traitors that have occupied the United States government for decades. It's volatile. Be warned. There's no going back from here. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex. We've been busy this week. Alex has been on a road trip. I've been busy this week. Pulling double duty some days, triple duty some days, like I will today. And honestly, it's all because of your support. When you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, when you give us words of encouragement, when you continue to support us, when you tell us that we're having an impact, that just motivates us to keep working harder and harder, fighting back against these people. For example, we had a pro-Planned Parenthood lobby rally today, a baby murdering rally today in Austin, Texas. And see,
You're not going to come to Austin, Texas and go unopposed when you are supporting baby murder. So I decided to go out there and let them know, you want to come push baby murder in Austin, Texas? You're going to meet somebody that stands up for the innocent unborn children. You can find the full video at Infowars.com, Infowars Crashes, Planned Parenthood Rally in Austin. Here is just a short recap and highlight video from that experience.
This is Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com. And every broadcast I do here, I'm afraid will be my last. Already banned on Twitter, already banned on YouTube and Facebook. Only have Twitter left. But here we go. I'm at a Planned Parenthood rally here in Austin, Texas, where they're rallying for baby murdering. And so I just want to come out here and just let them know that you're not going to have a baby rallying, a baby murdering rally in my city without a little bit of opposition.
Abortion is murder. Abortion is murder. Abortion is murder. Abortion is murder. Why are you celebrating a dead baby, ma'am? No. No, I'm not trying to take anyone's rights away at all. What if the unborn baby's a woman? What if the unborn baby's a woman?
Here, let's go talk to this girl. She wants to try to out bullhorn me. I don't want to get in a bullhorn competition with her. Let's just have an intellect competition so we can mop the floor real quick. Hey, I'm not trying to take anyone's rights away. Hey, I just want to correct the record. I'm not trying to take anyone's rights away.
Oh, I'm just saying, you're saying some really hateful things.
Well, like abortion is murder? Is that not true?
It's not true.
So what happens if I kill you?
I'm actually not.
Is that murder?
It's not, I'm not here. I'm here to dance.
Okay.
Give her space. Step back. You are too close.
Right, well, she was just saying that I was trying to take people's rights away. That's fake news.
I need to step back.
Oh, wow.
Step back.
All right, am I a threat? Do I look like a threat? Am I a threat right now?
You are in our space.
This is actually public space right here. This is public space.
Okay, just dance with us.
All right.
Yeah, let's just dance about it. Woo!
This is what we do for baby murder right here, folks. Look at the baby look at the baby murdering ritual.
Abortion is murder.
Hey, weren't you at the weren't you at the drag queen story?
Get shit on my face, mother.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you? Did you just assault me? Yeah, your buddy just assaulted me. I just got assaulted out here.
I'm minding my own business. I'm not hurting you.
Yeah, you just assaulted me on camera, actually.
She did not.
Is that a woman? Is that a woman?
It's a woman.
All right.
Did you speak at the drag queen story hour? I'm asking a question.
I am insulting.
Oh.
You were being very rude.
Actually, that person just assaulted me, literally.
No.
Yeah, it's on film. It's on film. Yeah.
We all got it.
Thank you. Thank you. So, hey, you might as well realize that they got that on film.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. So what are you doing now?
I'm trying to keep you from hurting my transgender women.
I haven't hurt anyone.
Women.
Who have I hurt?
By your words? They're very toxic.
What did I say? What did I say that's toxic?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Well, tell me. How am I supposed to know?
We are not engaging with you. No.
Well, how am I supposed to know what's toxic? I'm not trying to take away your rights. I just want to stop abortion. That's all. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. There's a live death cult experience for you. A live death cult ritual right in front of your own eyes in the state capitol here in Austin, Texas. Pathetic. You know, look, I understand abortion is legal, so people get abortions. You're out here celebrating it. You're out here celebrating abortions. That's how sick these people are.
Yo, I feel like you're...
Yeah, okay, abortions are legal. Abortions happen. Why are you out here dancing and celebrating it? Because you're sick. Because you're in a death cult. A human sacrifice cult. It's disgusting.
So that is just a boil down that our editors put together here, folks. And look, I asked them them to do a 5-minute boil down, and they did exactly what I wanted. But if you go watch the full 30-minute broadcast, you're going to find some insane stuff. For example, there's multiple times where that dance team, I'm not exaggerating, they're bending over and sticking their butts in the air and shaking them for abortion. Literally. And so they, great job there just putting out a 5-minute boil down of the 30-minute broadcast. Again, if you want to watch the full 30-minute broadcast, it's available at Infowars.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at All I Do Is Owen. That's where I did the live stream from. I'm still allowed to broadcast there. You know, the president said you got to be really smart to survive the censorship. Well, I'll take that as a compliment, President. Thank you very much. But see, you'll notice, she says, you were insulting my transsexual friend. No, I didn't. I did not insult your transsexual friend once. In fact, I never insulted anyone that whole video. Got to be smart to avoid the censorship. All right. So you can watch that full stream. It's honestly unbelievable. That was just a flashback just in those 5 minutes. Honestly, the full 30-minute broadcast is so powerful. It's unbelievable, this stuff. So share that with your friends and family. Owen Schroyer, Bullhorn's baby murdering rally. If you want to see what a live death cult ritual looks like, look no further than that broadcast. Again, abortion should be something sad, not something we celebrate. Let's squeeze in a couple more phone calls here before Matt Bracken takes over in the fourth hour. Let's go to Brittany calling in from Kansas. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. You know, I got my goodie box, and I'm drinking my first Turbo Force, and it's got me all jazzed. That, or I'm just excited about this exciting time that we're having right now with all this awesome stuff happening. It's like that pivotal moment, like you said. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just letting you say your piece here. And I'm telling you, we've entered a new hemisphere. I just want people to know that that's what we've done. I mean, you know, look at the signs. It's like when you cross a sign, you've entered Texas. We've now entered a new hemisphere, folks. We're just starting to get the data and everything here, but there's no turning back. No way back from here, Brittany.
It's like a bullseye. You guys have hit it, you know, for the last couple years, right? You've been talking about it. We've been listening to you. But
you know, and here's the thing, too, Brittany, because I don't want to sit here and spend 3 hours a day, you know, talking about how vindicated InfoWars is or how InfoWars is tomorrow's news today or all the other stuff that goes on that we just kind of let slide because we know our role. But it's like what happened with the president tweeting out the video with the Dark Knight theme. You know, if you know this, if you've seen the movie The Dark Knight, you understand the analogy. I mean, that's basically who we are. We're the Dark Knight.
Everybody dogs InfoWars. Everybody does. I mean, even Q, I don't want to get into that. That's not what I called to talk about. But people on the left are completely brainwashed. I mean, completely brainwashed. And they're going to have a mind-blown meltdown when all this stuff comes out. And that's why Trump didn't do it originally. He's let us have 2 years. He took a 2-year beating by the press, by the left.
Yep.
And he's been really patient. Boy, mm-hmm. He's got balls of steel to put up with all that.
And I try to use, you know, I try to use experience comparisons. Like, I mean, I don't get frustrated at the fact, like you said, I mean, even conservatives just totally discount InfoWars. I mean, look at all the stuff I've experienced that nobody talks about. Assaulted by a Women's March protester. I just got assaulted by a transsexual Planned Parenthood rallier. The other mainstream conservative alternative news outlets will never mention me because I'm from InfoWars. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and talk about vindicated or how we even get tossed aside by the right. I'm here for victory. I want victory. I want everybody to have victory. So thank you, Brittany, for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. I hope you enjoy that Turbo Force. But just know this, we don't care who discounts us. We're like the Dark Knight. We move forward because we want to have victory.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.